Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show. We are at Thickwood Barbershop next to the Black Horse up in Thickwood. Big shout out to Ali and all the boys. Thank you for letting us film here. And also a big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. As you guys know at home, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I'm Kenny Osmond. I lived in Fort McMurray ever since I was 14. Came from Newfoundland.
Okay.
And, I loved it here ever since I came here.
Nice.
My parents actually gave me a choice.
Okay.
When I got here first, my sister lived here.
Okay.
And they're like, do you want to stay or do you want to go back home?
Yeah.
And at that time, even at that age, I knew it was a great opportunity to stay.
Yeah.
And very glad I did. I mean, we do amazing, me and my wife.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
It's good,
man.
Life, man.
So when you moved here, you were 14 years old. What high school did you go to?
Composite.
Comp. You hear that, Tanner?
Yeah, man.
All right, another check mark for comp. I went to Merck, Tanner went to comp.
So
yeah. You're not helping me win here.
No, I'm not.
So where in Newfoundland did you come from?
Clarenville, Newfoundland.
Okay.
2 hours from St. John's.
Yeah.
And you would say 2 hours from Gander.
Yeah.
Kind of in between.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you go back often? Or?
We try to go back every so often.
Mm-hmm.
The Waste parents, they go home in the summer.
Yeah.
And in the winter, they go to Arizona. We were just down there, actually.
Nice.
Just got back, man. Disneyland, did Universal. It was cool.
So you went to Arizona and then you bounced over to Florida then?
Yeah. No, we bounced over to California.
Oh, California.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When you were down in Arizona, did you go on that like flight that we had that went to Tucson or you
nope.
went on your own?
No, we went to Palm Springs.
Oh.
Because it was close to where they are.
Yeah.
And then it's not very far from.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You met your wife here in Fort McMurray after
soon? Yeah.
But she's from the East Coast as well.
She is.
Okay.
She's from Cowhead. Newfoundland.
I don't know where that is.
It's right in the national park there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Grosmorne. Sorry.
Grosmorne. There you go.
Buddy,
okay.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh,
I say it on the show often, and people are at home who watch the show like regularly are annoyed by what I'm about to say. I do apologize. Like Cornerbrook, Newfoundland to me. Like one of the most beautiful places on the planet.
100%, man.
What a province, man.
It is. Like when I go home now, so where I grew up,
yeah,
it's kind of like empty right now.
Yeah,
a lot of people moved away and
right.
this and that.
Yeah.
But when I go home, I like to go out where she's from.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go home, and I know so many people there.
Yeah.
And it is breathtaking.
Yeah.
I still remember the first time when I went down there.
Yeah.
Because it's like mountains.
Yeah.
And the first time I ever went over there on that side.
Mm-hmm.
I was only young. I was like 22, I think, 23.
Right.
And it was, I was just blown away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a gorgeous place. I was just there a few months ago. I flew into St. John's. I spent like the 5 days primarily in St. John's.
Really?
I love it, man. I love going to Newfoundland. Like,
yeah.
I'm born and raised here in Fort McMurray, but
yeah.
I've been to Newfoundland. It's over 30 times now.
Wow.
Like, I think it's a great province to hang out. And the people like yourself are just so friendly, so nice, and up for a chat.
Listen. I went home and see my dad. My dad lives home.
Yeah.
I went home to see my dad, and I remember we went and we were talking to just someone he knew or whatever.
Yeah.
And I remember we were talking for like literally like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just out of the blue.
Yeah.
And then you think about like that don't happen in Fort McMurray.
No.
Everybody's too busy.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And it just brings you back to perspective.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a different culture.
That's right.
Different life.
That's
right?
Exactly it. Mm-hmm. So you come to Thickwood Barbershop pretty often.
I do.
I've seen you doing a whole bunch of things, from answering the phone to like greeting people when they come in.
Yeah, I am.
What's your relationship here at the barbershop?
My relationship with, well, Ali and the barbershop just became Ali's true friend.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I came, he's like, he knew everything about me.
Yeah.
Within like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And we just connected right away.
Yeah.
And through the years.
Yeah.
Ali has done so much for the community, which draw me in too,
right?
Because I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I remember we did a fundraiser here one time for Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Ali was a huge part of that. Right away helped out, Just recently, my son, who's in hockey, Ali helped me out with that.
Yeah.
I can't even say enough good stuff, honestly, because it's amazing. And while you ain't going to get a better haircut.
No. Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Like, I'm from Fort McMurray. I've tried out a bunch of different barbershops over my lifetime here.
Yeah.
Hands down. Not only the best haircuts, but the best atmosphere.
Atmosphere is huge.
Yeah.
I agree so much with that, Elliot.
I'm like you. I'm one of these guys who, I come here just to hang out. On my way home from work sometimes, I'm just like, you know what?
Today.
I'm just going to come and hang out at a barbershop for like an hour.
That's why I'm here today. I never even got a cut, man.
Yeah.
I just come here to see Ali or see the other Ali. I see everybody.
Yeah.
But it's, honestly, you're welcome the minute you come in.
That's right.
And there's no way to describe that.
Yeah.
But I can't even say enough, man, how much I'm proud of Ali.
Yeah.
Just for what he's done for the community in general.
Right.
And I've said often to Ali, for the simple fact of, you give so much. Like, you give so much. Like, for me personally, I'd like to give Ali, like, something, like, super cool.
Yeah.
Because he does so much for everybody.
Yeah,
man.
Totally.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, man. No, him and all the boys here, amazing.
100%, amazing. Man.
That's right.
It really is. My kids come here. They started coming when they were young.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they come in and they feel like they're part of the barbershop.
Oh, 100%.
Actually, their picture's on the wall.
Yeah.
But, you know, you don't just walk into that every day.
No, you don't. My little guy comes in here because he has like long, big, puffy, curly hair, and he hates getting his hair cut. He's just like, Dad, I don't want to cut my curls. But every once in a while, Mom says, you're going to get your haircut.
Yeah.
So he comes down and he's just like, you know what? The only good thing about getting my haircut is I got to hang out with the boys.
100%, man. I fully agree with you on that, man.
Yeah.
It is pretty. How many people I know come here, good friends of mine?
Yeah.
And I've met so many people here.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I met so many nice people inside of here.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
So outside of hanging out at the barbershop, what do you do in your downtime?
What don't I do? I do a lot with my kids and my wife, of course.
Yeah.
But we do skiing. My young fella's in hockey.
Okay.
So my other young fella used to do taekwondo at one time.
Okay.
But we do a lot of outside stuff.
Okay.
And work, of course.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a big part.
Yeah.
I've been a heavy equipment operator since I guess I was 23.
Okay.
And I'm 39 now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you graduated from Compton High School, did you go into the trades right away, or?
I did, but I didn't go into heavy equipment. I actually became a scaffolder.
Okay.
I did that till I was actually going in for my journeyman's.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I got a call to go into union to run heavy equipment.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I should try that.
Yeah.
And I did it, and I fell in love with it.
Nice.
And met so many good people along the way to help me. And
Very
fortunate, really.
Nice, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, outside of myself doing something pretty
common,
which is this, the majority of my buddies work out at site, may it be process operating, like operating equipment.
100%.
It's something to do with the oil sands. And it offers people a great career and opportunity to provide for their families.
Amazing, so. Man. Like honestly, like when I was younger, I wasn't like this great kid in school.
Yeah.
I just didn't take to it, real, in all reality.
Yeah.
But the opportunity I got when I got out of school was so amazing.
Right.
And to be able to honestly do that is phenomenal anyway.
That's right.
To make the life that we've made is exceptional.
Yeah.
You know, my kids do excellent here. And the community here in general is very giving. So I love being part of that.
Nice, man. So my question based on one of your activities, you say you go to the ski hill.
I do.
Are you on a snowboard or are you on skis?
Skis.
Skis?
I grew up skiing.
Okay.
Yeah, so I grew up skiing. I love skiing personally.
Right.
I was frightened to death to try snowboarding
now. Of course, well, if you know what you know, that's right.
Yeah, but I got one kid that snowboards and one kid that skis.
Yeah.
And when we're not in hockey, we're doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And
skiing is becoming very cool again.
Yeah, I hope so.
The progression of like the tricks and what they're able to pull off on skis, there's a few years there. When I say years, I mean decade plus, where like snowboarding was it. Half pipe, three, like you just do so much more.
So true. I fully agree with that.
But over the last few years, the progression of skiing has just like skyrocketed.
It is, man. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
What made you want to start this?
It's a long story. I'll keep it kind of like, I won't tell you the full story on camera.
Yeah.
Only because I don't want to throw any shade on another media provider.
Sure.
But long story short, Fort McMurray lost their local news source.
Okay.
And I was contacted by my wife, actually, and said, hey, listen, we have a mutual friend who has just lost their job.
Yeah.
Do you think you could hire him with your company? And I was just like, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, but then I slept on it, and I was like, you know what? I can hire him as like a host of a show that promotes our community.
100%.
Like a morning show.
Yeah.
And so I brought him in, I explained the concept to him, and he loved it, but it was kind of like a crapshoot, you know? Like, it's not a sustainable job.
No.
But I was just like, I have money to pay you for a year. And anyways, he was able to find another job, but I got excited about the idea of promoting Fort McMurray, of like showcasing local businesses and local people, and putting a positive spin on the community.
One thing I like about that, because so many times, Elliot, how many people came here to Fort McMurray, shoved it down to the pits,
that's right,
and put it in a negative light?
That's right.
When in all reality, that is not reality.
That's right. And so for me, I know like our biggest cheerleaders, unfortunately, for Fort McMurray are the guys who live in camp and then like go home. And I've spent time in camp.
Yep.
It's not fun to live where you work.
No.
But that's not what Fort McMurray is.
No.
So my thought process was, I'm going to bury the internet with positivity about the community and normalize it.
Yep.
Showcase like, hey, we have barbershops like you do in your home community. Yep. We have normal individuals like you. We have small businesses. And so I got excited about the idea. So when he said, listen, I can't do it, unfortunately, I was able to find something else. Like, that's a little bit more secure.
Yeah.
I said, no problem. But I was just like, you know what? I'll do it.
I love that you do.
That's how it started, man.
I think, I've watched your interviews and I've watched stuff you've done and, you know, quite a while.
Yeah.
And I knew, you know, you come to Ali and whatever. And I don't know. I just see it as a very positive light. So I just think you should keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And I will continue. I love doing it. And even if I was doing it, well, we were doing it for free for the first year or two.
Yeah,
so,
100%.
I just love doing it. So I get to meet and chat with individuals like you. Like, what could be better than that?
I think, you know, and I've been thinking about this for like quite a while.
Yeah.
Because here the last few years for me, I found that I was trying to get more part of the community.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people I've met through...
Keep going.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
Through the years.
Yeah.
Has been pretty crazy, man. Like, fur guards of, like, look at local performers.
Yeah.
You have Max Noseworthy. You have all these guys. Yeah. And they bend over backwards to help the community.
Yeah, they do.
They really do. And yeah. And you can't even say enough positive stuff.
Yeah.
At one point, I was looking at doing a charity.
Yeah.
I won't say what charity, but, yeah. You know. And we're looking at doing it. And Max, right away, he's like, hey, Kenny, man, like, you need help? I'll do it right away.
That's right.
And to me, that just floored me personally because it just be able to, he's going to step out and do that for
that's right.
No reason.
That's right.
Well, he's helping the community, I guess. But.
That's right. Yeah, there's so many great people in the community. Max has been on the show
twice
now.
He's so deadly.
He's awesome, man. But like him, Mike Jones is another guy that does great things.
Yeah.
Ali, like there's so many people in this community, right? Mm-hmm. So my whole thought process is like, they need their voice to be heard and amplified, right?
100%.
And that's the thing about the show. Like, we had somebody call a few days ago and said, hey, I've seen the show. I want to be on it. I have this business in the community. I was like, yeah, okay, cool. And then he's like, okay, well, like, how much does it cost?
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, it doesn't cost anything. It's free. And then he was just like, no, but like, what?
I want you to And yeah, you lying to me or what?
Yeah, no, the show is free. I'm just like, because I don't want cost to be a barrier for somebody to like come on the show and promote what they have. Or like you, just a normal guy. Like, I want to be able to talk to you, but if I was like, yo, bro, it's $5 to be on the show, I'd be like, well, I don't really want to be on the show for $5.
Yeah.
So it's completely free, and it just amplifies the community, in my opinion, in a positive light. And like, we live in an awesome community.
1 million so positive light, because, and like you said, it just really comes down to, like, if more of this is available, I think, you know, over time, that just expands more and more for the community.
That's right.
Right now, I tell you an issue I always had in Fort McMurray.
Yeah.
Is you have businesses like, say, Ali, Thickle Barber Shop, wherever.
Yeah.
And they pay so much money in rent.
So much. Yeah.
And that, to me, hurts the community in the long term.
Yeah.
How many businesses, you know, we've seen that have been here for years and they had shut down?
That's right.
And, you know, why? Because it's the money that they have to pay.
That's right.
I don't really agree with that.
Yeah.
That's something I've always been...
Yeah, rent is
and I know so many business owners.
Yeah. Astronomical.
Yeah, it's not right.
Eh? No, it's so expensive. I know when we first started doing this podcast, I was looking to rent out something downtown to do it. And we ended up renting a house, not a house, a townhouse up in Abasan. Because it was cheaper for me to rent a whole townhouse than it was for me to get office space.
Yep.
Like, that's not throwing any shade. That's just the truth.
That's facts.
Like, I literally could not find anything. I was like, listen, like, I just need a room. I just need an office.
100%.
And for, like, the amount of money that it costs, I'm just like, because, like, I was paying for my company, Greenlight Creative, was, like, footing the bill for it. So, like, we needed to be, like, cost effective on how we did it.
Sure.
And I was just like, I can't afford rent.
Well, you know, if you're a new company and you're starting up, your biggest thing that hurts you against anything is your overhead.
Yeah.
So if you're walking into something and your overhead is, like, insane, how do you function as a business to get over that?
That's right.
And that's probably the biggest thing I would see personally.
Yeah.
And what if it goes slower?
That's right.
Well, now you still got to pay that big money.
That's right.
It's very hurtful.
You don't get away from it.
No, man.
You don't.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, rent in Fort McMurray used to be astronomical as well, but, like, that kind of, with economic turmoil, it's gone down.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that rent across the board has done that.
I agree with you fully.
I don't think it's followed.
It's true.
We bring it up, like, I'm fortunate enough to have, like, a number of counselors that have come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Even the mayor has come on the show.
Yeah.
It's something that, like, they hear and they talk about, and I've spoken about with them. And hopefully council can work with, like, local owners.
Well, you know,
owners,
it's funny you bring up mayor, because, I mean, with Sandy, for instance. It's funny, you know, you say that. My son went to Bowman's for years doing Taekwondo, Jiu-Jitsu.
Right.
The thing is that I got to know Sandy personally.
Yeah.
You know, back then, before he was mayor.
Yeah.
And he did a lot for the community. I mean, there was stuff that was never, ever in Fort McMurray that he brought to the table.
100%.
And, you know, I used to be blown away by that. But, like, the thing was, the more I got to know Sandy, I realized how much he was part of.
That's right.
I'd, like, message Sandy.
Yeah.
And he messaged me back, like,
man.
I'm in this, I'm in that. Crazy.
Crazy. He's
did a lot for my son, personally.
I've known Sandy for years, but because he is extremely good friends with my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. Adrian Stoll.
Oh, yeah.
And, Sandy's a great, and that's why he was able to, like, collect so many votes to become the mayor, because
100%.
Of the amount of, like, work that he put into the community.
I fully believe that.
Like, I think he's a good guy. He's been doing a lot, and people recognize that. So
I think so.
When it comes to voting for that, like, he got the vote.
I really believe so. Like, and, like, you know, it's funny, you know, we talk about, like, you know, in Canada, everybody goes, if you're going to vote, right? I mean, if you look at U.S. and you look at Canada, who's going to vote more? U.S., we'll say, right?
Yeah.
And that was, like, one of the few times for me personally that I voted for a mayor.
Okay.
And it was definitely Sandy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's so true.
That's awesome.
But, you know, I was proud to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Because I really believed him, for one.
Yeah.
And I just seen what he did for me personally, my son.
That's right.
And his composure.
Yeah.
And just who he was as a person, and I knew, you know, really good for the job.
Yeah, and that has been a public service announcement for Sandy Bowman, unpaid.
There you go, Sandy.
So listen, man, the show is about 20 minutes long. I know we're coming to the end of it. So, but before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I like to make a few shout outs, man.
You can do as many as you want.
Nickel Barb Shop, definitely a big shout out. North 63, Travis Barber, big shout out to you. My son is on the Junior Moose, the new team in town, so big shout out for that. And just anybody doing great for the community, that's probably the biggest thing I'd say. And just keep doing what you're doing.
There you go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, who has her products here at Thickwood Barbershop. I appreciate both of your ongoing support. For everybody else at home, hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.